We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sure, turn me on while I'm eating a potato chip. Great job, Max. Hey, welcome to the good life. Okay, and I had to swallow the chips. On the phone with me from beautiful sunny California, where the grapevines are enjoying the heat on this very day, is Steve San Giacomo, partner and producer of some of the finest wines with the family vineyards that have been in existence since the late 20s. And if you ever have a chance to walk there, and Steve, you know, I sent you that picture just to pick your memory, but that was back, I guess that was probably 10 years ago at one of the Sonoma Wine Festivals that we visited. And and standing in some of those vineyards and knowing that I have enjoyed those wines, and I think I told you the story of tasting with the winemaker back then at Souverain, and now we're talking 25, 30 years ago, maybe even a little more than that, and the first time I had San Giacomo Chardonnay, and I thought, wow, this is really special, and I thought, this winemaker is really good, and I tasted some of the other stuff, and it was good, but then I come to find out that, no, it's the vineyard, and I think my next favorite is probably Signaterra from Benziger. They make a San Giacomo Chard, and when I taste that, it brings me back to that day when I tasted the Souverain. Tell us a little bit about the vineyards. I know, you have vineyards in multiple AVAs, most in Sonoma. You mentioned the Napa location, but what makes the southern part of Sonoma and Carnero so special to the family and so perfect for Chardonnay and Pinot Noir?
Yeah, no, that's a, you know, great question, Guy, and it's, you know, we've, you know, when we started our wine label, and actually, you know, our home is we put the stake in the ground right here in Carneros, here in the southern part of Sonoma County, and so, you know, it's really influenced by the bay, and we get that ocean breezes from the San Pablo Bay and in the Petaluma Gap. So with that, we just get those kind of a longer growing season, but the kind of the thicker skins and really that allow for development of phenolic maturity. And also the soils, we deal with some beautiful, nice alluvial soils, but shallow, some moderate growth, so the vine can really focus on developing flavors in the grapes. And so when we started deciding what vineyards, we had 14 vineyards to select from, and we got to start with our home ranch, you know, home ranch Chardonnay, which is kind of where our, you know, like as I mentioned, we started, my grandfather bought in 1927. And then we decided to do our Green Acres. Our Green Acres was the first vineyard we ever planted. And so we have a Green Acres Chardonnay that so many other vineyard designates and so many other wineries have beautiful Chardonnay bottlings from. And then the other thing we did is in the Petaluma Gap, in 1990 we started developing, it's kind of a newer AVA, but we planted our Lakeville vineyard in 1990 over there. And then in 2000 was one of our opportunity to kind of get out of our true home and went over to Cotati and Pengrove and right next to Gaps Crown Vineyard. We kind of planted about the same time. So as we did that, Robert Shrove kind of became a flagship Pinot Noir vineyard for us. It's kind of cool. The northern part of the Petaluma Gap, it's about 5 miles inland from the ocean. And so it kind of gets a lot of the ocean breezes really early in the day and it kind of lasts throughout the whole day. So with that, we developed a bottling of Robert Shrove Pinot Noir bottling, and we have also a vineyard, our Lakeville. We have a Lakeville Pinot Noir that we vineyard that we put in our Sonoma Coast. So we're very fortunate to just have a lot to choose from. And probably in the future, we'll have other vineyards that will kind of continue to develop, wines under our San Giacomo, bottlings.
Well, your dad and his brothers must be happy that you guys are continuing the reign of not only great vineyard practice, producing spectacular grapes, but then now doing what you're doing. And I can't wait to try the Home Ranch Chardonnay, because to me, that, like I said, that was my first, oh my God, I like Carneros, but now I know why, and here is my favorite. You keep mentioning cool, and we know that you're at the south end of Sonoma, San Pablo Bay is some fog, some cool air, but really the Petaluma Gap and some of the best wines in my memory come from in and around the gap on your side of the hill, and when I taste your Chardonnay in the past, no matter who made it, I would be hard-pressed as a Brevet Sommelier to think of it as a cool climate Chardonnay, even though it is, because it's so unctuous, rich, and it really is a perfect place to grow Chardonnay and Pinot, but there's so many microclimates in there. What's the warmest vineyard area that you guys farm?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key with, these kind of cooler sites where there's some range from, as you have, some have more, less degree days and more degree days, I think it's maintaining that natural acidity. And I think that's what kind of speaks through in all of our sites. I mean, even from our warmer, our warmer sites, if it's on the kind of the western end, eastern end of the Carneros area that kind of tends to be on a little warmer than the western end, they still maintain that natural acidity. And I think that's the key, as you kind of alluded to, with some of the sites like our Home Ranch, for instance, where you get that, you still get that natural acid, but you still get that rich kind of middle palate and flavor profile that allows, wants you to definitely pick up the glass and put it in your mouth again. So as Greg Stock, who's from Landmark, winery makes a San Giacomo Chardonnay for a number of years. He says, you guys are kind of like a fat, some of your wines are kind of like a fat ballerina, right? They're on their toes and they're nice and rich.
I'm going to steal that, brother. I'm going to steal that one.
It's a good one. But but that's with our Home Ranch has that style. Now, our Green Acres is kind of further to the west, and that's kind of where you get that kind of less of the richness, but really nice, bright acidity with some minerality and structure that, allows for the wine just kind of explode in the glass.
That statement, I'm still chuckling, made me think of it's another descriptor would be it's like Ethel Merman singing from Charlene Theron's body.
There you go. There you go.
Let's talk about the wines. First off, the wines are not available nationwide anywhere. It's pretty much through the winery alone. Am I accurate?
That's correct. So we do have a kind of a wine allocation list that we had our spring allocation that just finished. But for you and your listeners, Guile, we're going to open it up. So if you go to sangiacomowines.com and just sign up, on the website, we'll kindly send you an email for, we have a little left that we'd be happy to share with everybody.
Yeah, I got to get some Home Ranch. I would think that the Home Ranch would be the most reminiscent of what I've had before, but you also have Sonoma Coast Chardonnay, and where is the vineyards located out west?
So those are on the Petaluma Gap, right? So that's on the Petaluma Gap, kind of touches into the Sonoma Coast Appalachian as well. So those, that's the kind of referred to our Roberts Road Vineyard, kind of where, as you continue to go west, right, you're kind of getting into that kind of more that, true ocean breeze and fog that comes off through Bodega Bay. So we have our Lakeville Vineyard, and which is on the southern part, and then we have our Roberts Road Vineyard that's kind of up on the north. So again, and the interesting thing with our Chardonnays is they're all out of that Old Wente clone, and I don't know if you're familiar with the Old Wente. It's the most sought-after Chardonnay clone out there, and it's got small berries, limited yields, but the small berries really allows kind of just that kind of, ripe, rich flavors to kind of come through in the wine. Again, maintaining that natural acidity.
Well, I just love it. In fact, I think I think that picture of the three of us with I think your brother was holding a bin of grapes, and I had some grapes in my mouth, hanging out of my mouth. I think I think that might have been the Roberts Road Vineyard. It seems to me we were pretty far north and near the Gap. I don't know. Beautiful countryside and a great place to grow grapes. So, and then now, that was a spring release, came out May of 18, just last month.
Yep.
You got a fall release coming out in August. What are you going to add to the mix?
So our fall release will be a will be the Green Acres. So we haven't released the Home Ranch in Sonoma Coast Chardonnay, and then the Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir was in the spring, and the Roberts Road Pinot Noir, which I talked about. The Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir that was just released is a blend of a Roberts Road, and then also we have a vineyard, our Amaral Vineyard. It's kind of our one of our flagship Carneris vineyards, which was the first vineyard we planted with Dijon clones back in the early 2000s. So we incorporated that into the blend. And so that's our spring. And then, as you alluded to, the fall, you'll have the Green Acre Chardonnay and V Maria. So V Maria is a proprietary label. It's in honor of our grandparents, Vittorio Maria, that kind of started our family business here. And so that's going to be our winemaker, James McPhail, selecting a handful of barrels of just really special, just things that really kind of stand out in his mind. So it's going to be a proprietary blend of those. So, and then the FACAB is going to be bottled here this summer, so we're not going to release that until next spring. That's the plan.
Yeah. And that's this cab is from Oakville?
It's Oakville, yeah. So we bought this vineyard as, we're proprietary. We're mostly Chardonnay and Pinot Noir almost exclusively, but we did in 1989, we bought this. My dad and my uncle found this fabulous cab site over in Oakville off of Skellinger Lane, right next to Camus's headquarters. And it's just, we've replanted it in 2006. So it's really in its prime. It's just, beautiful, your classic Oakville Napa Valley Cabernet.
Wow. Well, I can't wait. It'll be fun to try that. But I don't know, it's going to have to go a long way to sit on the same table with Chardonnay and Pinot Noir from...
Well, and that's the thing. That's why we have six. We have six of those and only one of the cabs. But, everyone, you got to have cabs. We always joke. We do these. We've hosted a lot of wine, grower dinners over the years. And we're showcasing our Chardonnays and Pinot Noirs from our wonderful producers. And then if we don't have a Cabernet on some of these dinners, some of these cab drinkers, they can get really... really wanting their Cabernet. So we had to have one in the mix.
Yeah, no, that's good. I understand. before I let you go, Stephen, when you think of the evolution of the wine business in the last 30, 40 years, a lot of wineries converted from farming practices that use pesticides and beat up the soil and the flora and fauna to more sustainability. But you guys, if I remember right, you guys have been doing that almost as long as the Benziker family when it comes to the goal of farming righteousness. How's that?
Yeah, no, that's a really, really good question. And, so there's sustainability has always been a term we've been used for years, and it's kind of what is it? And, we're fortunate about 10 years ago, the California Wine Institute and the California Association of Wine Growers came out with this sustainable program where you can actually go. They've created it. It's a 100 and over 200 assessments you go through of your vineyard, and it's California Sustainability Wine Grower Alliance. So with that, you're able to get certified, and you can you go through the whole questionnaire, talk to, and it's a 3-prong approach of. It's not just it's the planet and the people, how you treat your employees, and then what you do in the community is really an important part of your business. So with that, we've the Sonoma County as a whole, the wine growers have put a stake in the ground to be the first county to be 100% certified. All their vineyards are 100% certified sustainable. So there were counties 85% there. Our vineyards are all 100% certified sustainable. So as going through that whole process of the program, you're really learning about it's continuous improvement on your business. And every year you have to improve it. If it's in terms of from a pest management to a water use to what you do to your with your employees, there's always a continuous improvement. And also, as going through, we kind of realized as an industry, we've been doing this for years. It just hasn't been a program in place to kind of really make it understood and kind of validate, and people can really see what we're doing and understand it.
Well, it's pretty cool stuff. And okay, one more thing that I wanted to bring up, because this is a pretty cool deal. The Sonoma County Barrel Auction was a couple months ago. And Angelo San Giacomo, along with Jim Bunchy, was recognized for lifelong contributions, not only to winemaking, but in particular grape growing in the southern end of Sonoma. And I think, what a great honor. You know, it just goes to show you, everybody knows that you guys do it right. I printed out the list of winery clients, and it would take, you know, another 10 minutes to read through them all, but it's a who's who, and it would be so fun to see all of the awards stacked up from all of those wineries that have something to do with San Giacomo Vineyards on it. There'd be a lot.
Yeah, well, and we're so fortunate to have, I mean, the wineries, partners we've had for 20 plus years, and they've really been a big part and built our business and our brand to who we are today. So it's I know my dad's you know, he goes back fondly talking about, you know, from Saintsbury to Benzinger to, you know, you go back to the McCrosty, I mean, back to, you know, some of these relationships he's had for years, and it's just so great that we're still selling to him, and these businesses are still and brands are still growing, and it's you know, we're a young industry here in California, but there's still a lot of, but our roots run deep, and there's still a lot of history to look back on and appreciate.
Well, it's that customized farming approach where you do what the client wants, or do the best. The soil does it, all the work. You guys just kind of guide that to please everybody. Man, I can't wait to try some of your wines. Folks, you can try them too, SanGiacomoWines.com. And if you're from the Midwest, you probably pronounce it San Giacomo.
San Giacomo. That's the old Italian. That's what I went to Italy once, and the guy, you're pronounced San Giacomo. I said, well, which we actually mean St. James in Italian, St. Yeah. James. So,
well, SanGiacomoWines.com, an S on the wine, SanGiacomoWines.com. Sign up for the email list, set up an account, and maybe you'll be lucky enough to scam a few bottles. I hope you continue to grow, Steve. I wish you the best of luck. I look forward to crossing paths sometime in the not-too-distant future.
And, yeah, come out and visit. We're open at Tasting Room here at the end of August, so right on that same site where you came and we enjoyed one of your first experiences. So we'd love to have you out here, so please come and join us. Anybody's coming out to California, please look us up.
There you go. Well, thanks a lot, man. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
How many children are you a father of these days?
I have two boys. I have an 11-year-old boy and a 9-year-old boy. And then brother's got three. He's got an 18-year-old boy, 16-year-old girl, 14-year-old. My sister's got two. So there's seven coming in the next generation. So
all the more reason to start a label.
There you go. Exactly.
Get them involved so you can retire in the next 10 years. Yeah, perfect.
That's right.
Take care, Steve. Regards to everybody, buddy. Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye.
What fun. Man, it's just a beautiful part of Sonoma. I'm so glad to see them making wine and out of their grapes that they've farmed so well. And you'll hear more. I'll get some and I'll tell you about it. But I can't wait. Ratings will be through the roof. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Pathwater. And you go, what? Talk about what? Well, it's an interesting story. And it's brought on by two young guys out on the West Coast who decided that there's just too much plastic. And you know as well as I do, we're all guilty. Little plastic bottles floating around everywhere. They came up with a solution to that and a great purified water to go in it. We'll talk to them after this short break. Don't go away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.